Oh man, oh man. Okay, 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 okay. All right, we're recording now. Recording in 3, 2, 1. Okay, guys, let me talk to you about something right away. On Netflix, Always Be My Maybe. That movie is amazing. I absolutely adored it. I thought it was great. I got excited for Crazy Rich Asians simply because it was an all-Asian cast in the theaters. But this Netflix film with Ali Wong and Randall Park, it was even better. A million times better simply because it's relatable. Asian Americans, Korean Americans, I'm Korean American, and I related to a lot of it. It was great. I loved it. It was funny. You know, it was a nice little love story, right? And it was just nice. It's like a nice casual watch. And Keanu Reeves, he is hilarious in it. He is so, so funny. I did not know he had that ability to be that funny. He was funny in like Bill and Ted's Adventure and those type of other movies where he plays stereotypes, right? Like surfer stereotypes or whatever. But this one, it's basically John Wick fucking around, you know? And I loved it. Thought it was fantastic. I actually rewatched the scenes with just Keanu Reeves because it was that funny. So I recommend watching it. It's on Netflix. Check it out. Yeah. By the way, if you're watching this on video, you can tell I'm sweating balls right now. I am dripping sweat like a staglite in a cave. Staglamite. You know the little long protruding things from the top of the caves that are shaped like spikes. Yeah, staglamite. I think. Yeah. And I'm just dripping down, dripping like water. You want it? Got it. Dripping like water. Yeah. I don't know, man. Shit. I don't know. I really empathize even more with women now and their makeup, because all this past week, for 4 days, I had to have makeup put on me for my background acting gigs. Now, I cannot talk about what I was on because I signed an NDA, but I had to put makeup on all around my eyes, all around my face. And the first time I did it, the first day I did it, I was squinting. Like whenever the lady would put the little eyeliner stuff near my eye and make me look up, I'd be like, I'd be squinting, just like twitching my eye. And she's like, damn, stop doing that shit. Come on. What's wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't know. Fuck. I put in contacts every day. I'm not sure what's going on. But then the next day, when she did the look up at the sky, she told me to look up at the sky and then put the eyeliner on. I relaxed my face. I dropped my jaw. And then it was like magic. I wasn't flinching anymore. Now I understand why women drop their jaw every time they're putting on makeup, specifically eyeliner. I get it. I understand. I'm there. I'm with you. I'm on your team. And by the fourth day, the makeup artist was like, I am so impressed with you. You have gotten so good. And I'm like, Tina, we have gotten so good. All right. No, really, though. And I thought I would hate it. I thought it'd feel gross because I don't even like when there's a tag on my t-shirt. It makes me feel like I'm itchy and my skin's crawling with bugs underneath my skin. But once they put it on, it wasn't so bad. The only thing that really bothered me was that I couldn't rub or touch my face, because I realized that week how much I touch my face. I rub the fuck out of my face. Whether I'm stressed or it's just habitual. I just kind of do it because that's like, you know, you look at these other guys growing up and these men, and they do that thing where they rub their face for no reason. They're not even sweating and they just go like, you know, like that. So you copy them. You just copy them. You do what they do. You do what you think you need to do because other people do it. even in body language, like rubbing your nose and doing that, clearing your throat after rubbing your nose, sniffing, clear your throat. Why the fuck do we do that? There is no practical function for that. Unless you just, somebody bumped into you in a public restroom at a club and you just snorted a line of cocaine and then you're trying to act like you didn't do anything like dick. Huh, what? Mm-hmm, huh? You know, that type of stuff. You know, out of all the drugs I've done, I've never snorted cocaine. Never did that. Never messed with it. Moving on, we don't need to talk about that. We don't need to talk about that. This is something that I just thought of, and I haven't really worked it out in my head, but we'll just go along with it. So, you know how people say there's, you know, don't burn your bridges, or burn certain bridges, whatever the fuck it is. Now, I don't think people talk about the idea of keeping burning bridges, keeping bridges that are burning, but you're not allowing them to burn completely, but you let them burn to keep you aware of the fact that this person, these people, are probably definitely not to be trusted, but they can help you, and you can even help them, but you stay aware of that fact that you cannot trust them 100%. And I think that is a necessity, especially in certain industries. Not even just that, but in just the world. Because you don't like somebody, especially at work, doesn't mean you have to say like fuck off and be mean. I'm talking about keeping a burning bridge by being cordial, being nice, being professional, and still being a good human. You don't have to return that poison back to them. And they can potentially help you in the future. And they might even help you just by not hurting you. Because maybe they feel that because you crossed them by cutting them out, now they want to fucking hurt you and fuck up whatever you've done or created and mess up your journey, right? So I think it is important to keep those around. But if they really fuck you, cut them out. Yeah, for sure. Let them know what the fuck is up, right? That's a little idea I'm playing with. Because I don't think everything in life is just black or white. It's not. There are other things that we have to keep in mind and we have to do. We can't just blow things off or just accept things fully. Like, as is. Think about it. How complex are humans? Very complex. We're not that simple. If that was the case, we could read everybody's minds and know exactly what they're thinking and what their next move is going to be. So unless you're Professor Xavier, you need to shut the fuck up and accept some stuff. I'm trying not to curse as much in this podcast today. Also because it's hot and I'm feeling uncomfortable. That's me showing myself self-love. Man, I cannot think in this heat, seriously, but I gotta do this podcast because one, I promised myself every week I would do one because this is number six. 6 weeks in a row, man. That's fucking fantastic. But at the same time, it's because I want to do it. I want to show myself that I can do things and I can stay consistent no matter what. So today is the final day that I have to release it because if I miss today and today is Sunday, tomorrow's Monday, and that means that I failed. And this is something that I had absolutely full control of. So I have no excuses. Literally have no excuses. So if this didn't work out, if I missed it, what does that say about me? What does that say about who I am and what I'm doing? And how seriously I take myself. Not even just my journey, but like... There is no excuse. Because at that point, I'm just in denial. And I am full of shit. Right? And then that's going to affect other areas of my life. And I'm going to be more willing to succumb to the BS, the bull, cocky. I've been working on cutting out people like that more and more lately who just keep fucking having excuses. It drives me nuts, man. It drives me nuts. I can't take it. Because it's contagious. It affects you. It even if you care about them, it's like, dude, fucking do something. Stop bullshitting yourself and make things happen. Even if it's one small step at a time. Just do it. You know what they need? They need Shia LaBeouf to be next to them and be like, just do it! Yeah. That's what it's about. You know? I had to sleep in today. It was a long week. Wasn't sleeping much at all. Like 3 hours a day. And I always feel a little guilty when I wake up. Because I literally stayed in bed till 12. You know? So then when I wake up, I'm like, fuck, dude. I could have done so many things with... Even if I woke up at 9. I could have exercised. I could have journaled, written some jokes, a script, edited a video. Could have done a lot of things. But if you don't sleep... When I don't sleep, I just cannot think. I can't even form full-blown sentences. Can't express what's going on in my head. So, being in sleep deprivation does not equal to productivity and success. Sleep is absolutely necessary. And I need more of it. And I need to figure out how to capitalize on that shit. And get better at it. I know that sounds weird, like getting... better at sleep, like it's a skill, but I'm beginning to think that it is, because we don't sleep the way we should be. Like, we'll watch the computer screen or the television screen right before we go to bed, and then that blue light that comes, the artificial light that shines from the screen, it tells our brain it's still sunlight, so we get disrupted sleep, and we don't really hit that deep sleep REM in the way that we should. So we don't feel rested. You know? Or even like eating things late at night. Like last night, dude, I had like 10 bonbons. And if you don't know what bonbons are like these ice creams, these little ice creams that are covered in chocolate. And they're freaking good. Oh, and then this specific one had a layer of chocolate cake on the bottom of it, so it's like ice cream, little layer of chocolate cake, vanilla ice cream, chocolate layer cake on the bottom, and then covered in chocolate, just encased in it. And then it was the best thing I ever ate in my life. Oh my god, because I love ice cream cake, but this stuff was delicious, bite-sized. So some of the chocolate melts in these three fingers, your thumb, your index, and your middle finger, because you gotta ninja turtle it. You gotta hold it in your hand like that, right? Like, try fork it. Okay, fork. I said try fork because forks can be two-prong, three-prong fork. And after you finish it in three bites, you got chocolate fingerprints on three fingers, and you lick it off. It's like a dessert after the dessert. Delicious. So good. It's at Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's has some of the best desserts of all time. I love it. I love that shit. I can't take it. Okay. Even like the mangoes, they got like these mango ice cream thingies. It's like half vanilla, half mango, and they're bite-sized. All these ice creams they have are bite-sized, but they're so good. They are delicious. I love it. See, there you go. Answers my question. Why I haven't been sleeping well? Because I eat stupid things at night. Sugary things that keep you up. Keep me up. You know? I recently admitted to myself, like fully admitted to myself, that I'm a pussy. Because I'd always tell myself that I'm tough, or I can be tough when the time calls for it, which is true. You know, but I don't do it because I'm truly like a cold-hearted, tough dude. I do it when the anger gets the best of me, because when my anger dissipates, I get fearful. I'm like, shit, what if that guy comes for me? Fuck, man. So the only way for me to be that courageous, if I talk some shit to somebody, is to be angry all the time. And I'm not really an angry person. I used to be, but not anymore. So I admitted it to myself. I just kind of didn't want to. I'd always make jokes, you know, because you know I'm just scared. I don't want to fuck around with them. I don't want to get fucked up. But the truth is, I don't want to get fucked up. I don't want to have to fight unless I have to fight. Because the fact is, even if you win, you can lose. This hand right here, my right hand, I broke the fourth metacarpal. And if you don't know what a metacarpal is, and you're just listening, it's the bone between the wrist and the knuckle, that finger bone. I snapped that shit in half years ago because I didn't know what I was doing in a fight and I just kept punching in the wrong way, punching like a fucking gorilla. You know how gorillas punch? If you've seen them punch, they just kind of hammer fist punch it. And I kept hitting after I heard one crack, and then it fucking snapped in half. So I have a scar and a plate and five screws in here. But even then, when I was doing that, I was scared, you know. And then later I took boxing lessons and I know how to punch in more of a correct way, but that doesn't mean I actually like know how to fight. I'm not a true fighter. And I also have some medical stuff that prevents me from being that badass. Like physically, there are things. I don't want to tell you because then you'll know my weakness. Because the only weakness you know is that if you kick me in the nuts, I'll go down. But I'm not going to tell you what my other weaknesses are. But yeah, I had to. Because sometimes I do this thing where I walk around. And I tell myself that this person in front of me moved out of my way because they're intimidated of me. Because I'm in shape. Right? And then I'd have this air of superiority about me at that moment. And it'd give me this temporary boost of confidence. False confidence, mind you, like fool's gold. You know? And I always knew in the back of my head that I was doing that. And I would wonder and kind of think. There was a small voice in my head that would say, why are you doing that? Why are you thinking that? Because I'm not really doing anything. I'm not bumping into them and being rude. But I'll make my face get super serious. So then, in my head, because I made my face super serious and then they moved out of the way, that means that I intimidated them and that they're pussies. But the fact is, I'm just projecting. And the reality is, like, why do I have to do that? Because they really don't have any idea. If anything, it just looks like that I have, a resting bitch face. Or maybe I'm having a bad day or something. But things like that doesn't make you a true tough guy. Because I can promise me this. Anybody that actually fights, knows how to fight, and loves fighting, I'd get my ass kicked. I mean, I wrestled in high school. I was a shitty wrestler too, by the way. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. So I do believe I can hold my own with the average person if necessary. But if not, I'm just not up to it. As you can tell, this is very fresh. I think I fully admitted it to myself last night. And it's kind of like turning my world upside down. You know? Because where is the backing? Where is my badassery backing? I've only really been in three fights in my whole life. Besides wrestling. Those aren't fights. It's wrestling, you know? But besides that, I've never knocked somebody out. I've never broken anybody's nose. You know? Wow. You see what's going on here? You're with me right now in the process of this realization, because I didn't really talk about it out loud with anybody yet. But I'm talking it out with you. Yeah. That's ego, man. That's all fucking ego. See, this is what I'm talking about. The stand-up journey has taught me how to shatter that ego and get rid of things. that make you believe you're something that you're not. You know? Like, oh, I'm super funny. People are always going to laugh. If you think that, you will never improve and you will never learn what jokes work and what jokes don't work. And that one took a little bit of time to admit to myself, even when nobody was laughing. I was like, nah, I'm funny as fuck. So when nobody would laugh at one of these open mics, I'd go to somebody, like a friend that laughs at anything I say to make myself feel better, you know, as like a bandage. And then I'd stop going to these open mics. But then by me not going to these open mics, and this isn't a recent thing, by the way. Like, I've been going very consistently for 8 months. But this, I'm talking about years ago when I did it like 5 times. My ego couldn't take it, so I had to stop. But you need to get punched in the face, whether physically or metaphorically, to realize that you are not quite where you think you are. So when I'm doing stand-up, I get punched in the face quite often. Not literally. And that forces me to check myself and develop thicker skin and fine-tune my abilities and my skill. So I keep sharpening the blade while finding stronger metals to armor myself with. Kind of like a video game, like Monster Hunter or something. But that's the only real way, you know? But I will say this, in terms of the fighting thing, if everybody in the world had the body of a 5-year-old, like all these people that wanted to fuck with me, I'd fuck them all up. I will beat these 5-year-old ass body ass 30-year-olds up. You know? I'd be like, did you just bump into me? At Ralph's? Did you just physically bump your shoulder into me? And I grab them by the head and I just like shove them down. I'm like, that's right, stay there. And they'd get back up and try to, they'd be swinging at me, trying to punch me and stuff. But then I'd hold their head and they'd be swinging and they can't hit me because their arms are too short and my arms are long because I have a man arm and they have a little 5-year-old ass bitch arm, right? And then I'd grab their wrist, one of the wrists from the arms that are swinging, and then grab the other wrist with my hand and I'd spin in a circle. You know how like kids love that shit where you spin them in a circle but you hold them by the wrists? But I do that like 5 times to build momentum and I just go, yeah! And I toss them far in the distance. Because you know what? They're 30 years old. They just happen to be in a 5-year-old body and they fucked with me. So that's what they get. Don't be fucking with me. You know, we all have certain things that make us feel confident or feel brave in life. Like for me, what I would do is I would look for weaknesses in people, mentally stash them away, and then bring it back up when I would see them or talk to them if they kind of made me annoyed or angry, to make myself feel better so I know that I'm better than them. And what I'm basically doing is something that Batman would do. What Batman does is he's in the Justice League. He's got all these allies that are freaking strong and powerful. But what he does is he knows all the weaknesses of his allies and has defensive measures to make sure that if they go the wrong way, that he can hurt them. He can defend and beat them, right? But that's only in case something goes wrong and they join the wrong team or just turn evil. But I was doing it just to make myself feel better while not really changing any of the things that in my life that need to be fixed or improved to actually progress. So it's just like a bullshit mechanism that I had. Not anymore, but it was pretty recently. And if you're my friend, I'm not saying I did it to you, but I'm just saying people that I didn't even really know. Maybe even acquaintances. And people that I didn't like. People that I didn't like that didn't know that I didn't like them. Yeah. Because I'm pretty good at that. You know? I'm revealing a lot of things here, guys. I'm revealing a lot of things. So, yeah. If you can see me, if you're not watching the video, I've been not making eye contact with the camera for a lot of this because I'm just in thought, man. I'm in thought. I'm just trying to figure out this thing, whatever the hell is going on. I'm so hot right now. I feel like I'm burning up in here. I'm burning up. You know what? Next week and next week's podcast, man, it's going to be a million times better because I'm going to have an ice pack. Put it on my neck when I'm burning up so that I don't let the heat destroy me. Because heat, I can't handle summer. The summer fucks me up, man. I can handle winter. I can handle anything else. But summer and the heat destroys me. Even when I'm out, that's why I don't go to the beach. Everybody's like, let's go to the beach. It's summertime. It's great. I'm like, no, it's not great. It's not great. That's like kryptonite to me. That's gonna kill me. I can't do that. What the hell? You know? But yeah, man, fucking damn, dude. We done here, man. We're done here. Look, guys. This is the sixth podcast. And to those who have continued to listen to every single one, I'm going to thank you every time because that's all I ask. Like, I just want to entertain you, give you something to listen to and enjoy and provide that's my way of providing service to you is just making you laugh. And if you're not laughing, at least inform you or teach you something, you know. So I love you, true to heart, true to gold, true to, it's just as blue as the skies are green and the sun is hot as degrees. I love you. That's poetry right there. Okay, anyways, guys, thank you. Thank you very much. And I'm going to see you next week. I look crazy as fuck. Bye.